BBC News with Jerry Smith. The Italian Coast Guard has said that nearly 10,000 migrants were rescued in the last week alone as they tried to make the journey across the Mediterranean Sea. 900 were rescued today. In the latest tragedy, 40 more migrants drowned as they tried to make the journey from Africa to Europe. Our correspondent Gavin Lee is monitoring developments from Brussels.
Every day since Friday, around 1,000 people have been saved, the majority who'd set sail from the coast of Libya. This number, according to aid agencies, is unprecedented. That the system is inadequate is a feeling universally acknowledged. Operation Triton, with 6 ships, 4 planes and 1 helicopter, is 3 times smaller than the previous search and rescue operation, Mare Nostrum, which was run by the Italian military. The Italian government asked for more financial help from the EU. Here in Brussels, the European Commission's responded, saying it has no silver bullet or any kind of panacea, but it urged member states to invest more.
In a separate development, Italian police arrested a group of Muslim migrants from Ivory Coast, Mali and Senegal. They're accused of throwing Christians from Nigeria and Ghana overboard after a fight broke out over religion. Fighting is underway for control of the western Iraqi city of Ramadi in Anbar province. Tens of thousands of people are trying to flee. More from Paul Adams.
A small glimpse of the battle for the capital of Anbar province. Skirmishes around the northeastern edge of a city that's been in the sights of so-called Islamic State fighters for more than a year. 3 outlying villages fell to IS yesterday, triggering fears that Ramadi might soon be overrun. If that happened, it would represent the worst government defeat since the fall of Mosul last summer. Washington seems aware of the heightened sense of danger. US-led coalition aircraft have launched airstrikes today against the same villages. There are also reports that government forces, possibly backed by newly arrived Shiite militiamen, are fighting back.
As the campaign for Britain's general election gathers momentum, 5 opposition party leaders have taken part in a second live television debate hosted by the BBC. The Labour leader, Ed Miliband, said he would put working families first, while the leader of the UK Independence Party, Nigel Farage, said he would help small businesses. He also made the case for a referendum about leaving the European Union.
We can't be an independent state and be part of a European Union. My view is we should be outside of that. My view is we should govern ourselves. So for me, if UKIP is in a position of influence in the next Parliament, we would want the British people to have a full, free and fair referendum so they can decide whether we have a trade deal with the EU or continued membership of the European Union.
The leaders of the Scottish National Party, the Welsh Party Plaid Cymru and the Green Party were also taking part. News from the BBC. A prominent Ukrainian journalist has been shot dead in Kiev by masked gunmen. Oles Buzina was known for his pro-Russian views and had worked for a publication with close links to the government of the deposed president Viktor Yanukovych. His death comes a day after a pro-Russian politician, Oleh Kalashnikov, was killed in a similar attack. Dmytro Kuleba, ambassador-at-large of the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry, told the BBC why these murders might be happening.
These people knew a lot about the criminal habits and criminal orders of Mr. Yanukovych regime and his team. They could have been extremely valuable witnesses to investigations being carried out to find out the truth about all the crimes committed by President Yanukovych and members of his team.
Polls have closed in Sudan's presidential and parliamentary elections, with President Omar Bashir expected to extend his 25 years in power after most of the opposition parties boycotted the vote. Results are expected towards the end of the month. Nearly 13 million people were registered to vote, but on Wednesday polling was extended following a low turnout. Spanish tax officials have searched the home in Madrid of a former International Monetary Fund chief, Rodrigo Rato. He's already under investigation for fraud in connection with his time as chief executive of the Spanish bank Bankia, which had to be bailed out by the government. Mr. Rato, who also served as Spain's economy minister, has denied any wrongdoing. The financial authorities in Saudi Arabia have announced that from mid-June, foreign investors will be allowed to trade shares in the country's $500 billion stock market. Foreign nationals from outside the Gulf states can currently only buy Saudi stocks indirectly. Fund managers say that once the liberalisation is implemented in June, tens of billions of dollars are expected to be invested in Saudi Arabia. BBC News.